Reed Martin, you and I are both directing college productions of our shows. I'm directing William Shakespeare's long-lost first play, Abridged. You're directing the comedy of Hamlet, a prequel. Are you discovering that when you direct college kids in the plays we wrote, they become different plays?
Yeah, I'd say when we do them, it's juvenile. So I think the college students are more sophisticated.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. I'm Austin Titchener, co-artistic director of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, now in its 19th year, number 982, Directing Our Scripts. This fall of 2025, my RSE co-artistic director Reed Martin and I are both directing college productions of two of our RSE scripts. I'm directing William Shakespeare's long-lost first play, Abridged, at Creighton University in Omaha, Nebraska, this weekend, October 1st through 5th. And Reed's directing The Comedy of Hamlet, a prequel, at Santa Rosa Junior College in Northern California this weekend and next, October 3rd through 12th. So we thought it'd be fun to share what we've discovered about our plays by directing other actors in them. That's a really good way of saying it. Also, typically, I'm finding the college students are better cast. You know, I've got two young actors playing Puck and Ariel in William Shakespeare's long lost first play, Abridged, which, taking nothing away from you and Teddy Spencer, are so much more perfectly cast and more believably in love than you guys.
I'm looking at you. You know, I'm directing the comedy Hamlet, and I have about a 4 foot 10 long blonde haired 18 year old young lady playing Ophelia. And I'm not saying you're not perfectly cast as Ophelia. But I look at you now, I go, well, maybe the other one's a little more believable.
So if I were to see this young person, it would be like looking in a mirror, is what you're saying.
More or less.
Yeah.
Or less.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, do you show your cast the archival videos of our productions?
Yes. Do you?
Yeah. I resisted that, but we rehearsed for 2 weeks, and after this 2 week rehearsals of Long Lost, they're owning the script. They're owning the characters, they're owning the relationships. And so I thought, okay, well, now it's safe to show them our thing. Our production. And their big takeaway was, oh my God, you guys go so fast, which was exactly the takeaway I wanted them to have, which is like, you guys are lingering longer and acting between the lines instead of acting on the lines and all this stuff that we know because we've been doing this for so goddamn long.
I was looking for a not very long version of Hamlet because I don't think I could assume that they're all as familiar as they maybe should be.
Yeah.
And so the one I found was the Mel Gibson Hamlet that we wrote the review for back in the day. And so we watched that. And then we watched the archival early on.
Uh-huh.
And so, and I also did that when I directed all the great books at Santa Rosa JC. We watched the archival. And it just, and I do it early. And then I don't really go back to it except for maybe specific choreography or something specific.
Right.
And I think it kind of gives them a shorthand because our style is not something that's super common for high school and college kids have not necessarily done this style. So to see what it is, and then they go, oh, I see. And then, yes, then I want them to make it their own. But they sort of, they watch the thing and they say, oh, I see what we're doing here. Okay.
Yeah. And I encourage them to, if something's useful, to absolutely steal it. You know, steal from the best. The biggest takeaway for me in watching the archival video was that when we do it, we're like dancing bears. it's a vaudeville routine, a circus act where we're doing, these three people are doing this very specific sort of performance where they're playing all these different characters. When my seven actors are doing Long Lost Shakes. Now it's a play about these seven actors. And it feels, and the other great thing is that, and this is probably true for you in Comedy of Hamlet, is that some of the lines in Long Lost Shakes are only there to cover costume changes because one of the three of us is making a really fast costume change for one character to another.
Another thing we do is we'll say this to each other all the time. Take this next few lines slowly. So sometimes we add lines frequently, yeah. But also something that can sort of zip along, we take a little more slowly and act more to give the person time to make a change. So there's also a lot of moments where I can go, you can just get through this. You don't need to slow it down.
Yeah. And it was fun to discover what's the vaudeville aspects of our scripts, but it's also fun to realize, what are the actual genuine qualities of this as a play, you know, that new actors are having to utilize. I thought this when we were writing it, the Comedy of Hamlet, a prequel, I think is like the one of our shows that benefits the most from more than three actors playing, performing in it. Are you discovering this?
Yeah. And it's different from what you described. Long Lost becomes a play about these seven actors. Hamlet becomes a play about these characters because we don't, in Long Lost, well, Hamlet, I'll say it the other way. In Hamlet is the only show where when we perform it, we never step out and say, hey, I'm Reed and I'm talking to you. We're completely in character for the whole play. So it really is just a play with, in my case, 11 characters instead of, well, more than 11, but 11 actors instead of three.
How are you utilizing 11 people? That's fascinating to me because there are really five or six main characters in Comedy of Hamlet. And I thought, oh, good. Well, you could do it with six actors, but you're doing it with almost twice that many.
Yeah. Well, part of it is it's a play at a college is often a class, and it's also the first play of the first semester of a new school year with a lot of new students. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to get as many students involved because a lot of people auditioned. The other show the department's doing this semester is Ride the Cyclone, which is really popular, but not a big cast.
Yeah.
And so we had like 110 people audition.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So what is
that? That speaks to what a huge popular program they have at Santa Rosa JC.
Yeah, it's a great program. It's a great program. And so, but part of that, I said, well, I can do it with three. I could do it with six. So the department didn't care too much.
Yeah.
But I said, no, let's. So what I did is, so there's the six main characters.
Right.
Are Hamlet, Ophelia, Yorick, Polonius, Lilith, and the king.
Uh-huh.
And then, so that's six. And then I have five people who I called ensemble. And I didn't cast them immediately. We read through it. And so one of the five ensemble is playing Laertes and Delver the Gravedigger. Mm. Another one is playing Freedom, the Loch Ness Monster.
Mm-hmm.
Freedom slash Loch, same character.
Yeah.
And Garfunkel and...
one of the nuns?
Swedish Chef.
Swedish Chef. Fortinbras. Yeah.
Yeah. And then one of the ensemble really plays guitar well. So they're doing the two guitar parts. So they're one of the nuns and they're Rosencrantz.
Okay.
And then one of them is quite shy and just is only playing one of the nuns. But they get the one scene at the top of the first act and then the final number at the end of the act. In addition, they're all understudying mostly one role and in one case, two roles.
Because that's incredible.
I don't know how it is there, but I feel like when we went to college, and I'm not saying it was better, it was just different. You just went on. And nowadays, if you're sick, you stay home.
Yeah.
Which is probably the best. Right. Yeah. But you got to be, it used to be, well, I know it used to be you didn't have to worry about it, and now you got to worry about it. So,
do you have does Hamlet play the guitar? Or do you have this guitar playing actor playing?
Yes, they have two people who play the guitar. So Hamlet plays the guitar.
Amazing.
And, then the one ensemble member plays the guitar. And well, here's another example of what I just said. The person playing Hamlet on their conflicts listed the next to last day of the run. They can't be there.
Hmm.
But they were clearly who needed to play Hamlet. So the understudy Hamlet is definitely going on the next to last show. And they don't play the guitar. So in that show, the ensemble member is going to step on stage and play the guitar for that.
Amazing. That's incredible. It's funny because here at Creighton University, the department is sort of rebuilding. There's been a lot of turnover, and a lot of people graduated. So when we held auditions last spring, I guess I was expecting more, but we had only 7 people audition.
Wow.
And I thought, well, we can cast it with 3 or we can cast it with more people, whatever. But all seven of them were terrific. And they all seemed to have a really great vibe. And Dee and I, she and I just said, well, what the hell? Let's just cast all 7 of them. And it's been terrific. I mean, the sense of ensemble is so powerful and strong. So in that sense, that is a very a strong similarity to the Redoux Shakespeare Company ethos, you know, where it's a group of players arguing, but then coming together to create this performance. So that's been really fun.
It's interesting that you auditioned last spring. There's kind of a debate at schools. Do you cast ahead of time? Or yeah. Santa Rosa Junior College this year had a similar thing to what you're describing, Creighton, which is a lot of the people graduated.
Yeah.
And so everywhere I've directed, I think we audition at the beginning of the semester to catch all the new students.
Right.
But I know other schools like Creighton do it previously, but then anybody who's new isn't going to be in the show that semester.
Well, part of the time crunch on our part was that Dee and I have a hard out. The show opens on October 1st, but our son Quincy's getting married on September 27th. So we've got to leave a week early. So we had to start rehearsals on the second day of class.
Right.
So right as things began. And similar to your situation in Santa Rosa, this show will kick off the season, and they've already had some sort of meeting sign up of interested theater students for the future. And they had like 45 people sign up, you know, so 7 people auditioned for us. And now there's 45 people, a bunch of whom will be working on the crew for our show and auditioning for shows in the spring. And so it really feels like there's a new groundswell of enthusiasm here at the theater department at Creighton University. And fingers crossed, William Shakespeare's long lost first play, Abridged, will assist that enthusiasm and not squash it utterly.
Hi, this is Simon Helberg, and you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you RSE the RSE? This fall of 2025, we're performing all the great books Abridged on October 7th at the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville, Arkansas, and October 23rd at Pepperdine University in Malibu. Then we'll perform the ultimate Christmas show Abridged in Washington State at the Edmonds Center for the Arts on December 3rd, in Olympia on December 4th, and the Capitol Theater in Yakima on December 12th, as well as the Reeser Center in Beaverton, Oregon on December 10th. Sign up for our newsletter or check out the touring page at our website, reducedshakespeare.com, or our social media pages for venue and ticket information. Now back to my conversation with Reed Martin, whose production of The Comedy of Hamlet, a prequel, runs for 2 weekends at Santa Rosa Junior College. So he was telling me about what kind of brush-up rehearsals he does with his actors.
I do a brush-up the day before the second week begins, because it's an educational institution. I mean, mm-hmm. I'll be there every day anyway.
Yeah.
And I'm there and I give notes. I know it's different in the professional world. The show opens and that's what it is. Yeah. But this is a professional situation. It's educational and yeah. They learn stuff and I learn stuff. And so we keep tweaking and adjusting.
Well, we just had a production meeting and we'll be passing off the play to the head of the theater program. The two heads of the theater program, in fact, who will be taking over rehearsals and then supervising it as it goes into tech. And one of them is also the intimacy violence coordinator. So they'll be working on that and they'll be figuring it. We just had a production meeting and you know, I just kind of said, here's what I'm hoping for in this moment. And I'm trying to make these things clear. But honestly, I think everybody sort of gets it, you know, which is which is really fun. It's just, it's also been sweet to be here in Omaha. Omaha is a surprise. I don't know. I've got my left coast liberal bias, but it's a it's a blue dot in a red state, and it's a surprisingly funky and progressive little city. They're building a trolley. They're investing in infrastructure and economic growth. It's sort of like, what? And aren't you going to be in the spring directing William Shakespeare's long lost first play Abridged?
I am. I can't get away from it. So in the spring, I was going to direct one show at Diablo Valley College in Pleasant Hill in the Bay Area, and the rights fell through. Mm. And so I said, well, I'm directing Comedy of Hamlet at Santa Rosa JC. Would you be interested in having me in the fall? Would you like me to do it there in the spring? It's in verse. So you get that experience. They get the experience of working with the playwright in the room, which don't always get. And a lot of the physical comedy, I mean, that isn't something that's in a ton of shows, and we certainly know how to do that. So, yeah, so I'm going to do it in the spring down the road.
Well, I realized, too, last night I was working with the actor who's playing Richard III and Juliet. And one other part that I'm blanking on right now. But anyway, both of those are roles that I played. And I was saying to her, come on now, these characters wear their hearts on their sleeve. You know, the emotional, you have to go all the way up to 11, you know, emotionally, a reference to Spinal Tap that none of these kids get, but nonetheless. but then I realized this morning, well, it's not just my characters. All of Shakespeare's characters wear their hearts on their sleeves, and their passions are so powerful, and they are expressed through language, through this verse that you were talking about. So it's not just me revealing psychological damage on my part that all of my characters have their hearts on their sleeves. It's all of Shakespeare's roles are like that.
Well, it's through the language, and the actors at Santa Rosa are very good with the language. I mean, Leslie McCauley, who's been head of the department here for a long time, teaches Shakespeare every year and has done a great job. But there's also some students who haven't had that class, and they get the knack. And then when they're doing the play within a play, and Ophelia is going, oh, good, do you do wrong? Your hands too much, which mannerly devotion show, you know, so, you know, they know how not to do it. And they're doing that in that part. But I've been impressed with the language. And it's also fun to talk about, you know, okay, well, hit the verb. Your default is, you know, hit the verbs, throw that away. Can you just say lightly say to instead of to?
Yeah.
That sort of stuff. You know? It's so game.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, except for one more thing, which I'll share with you in about 60 seconds, so stick around. My production of William Shakespeare's long-lost first play, Abridged, at Creighton University in Omaha, opens this Wednesday night, October 1st, and runs through Sunday, October 5th, while Reed's production of The Comedy of Hamlet, a prequel, opens this Friday, October 3rd, and runs for 2 weekends until October 12th at Santa Rosa Junior College in Northern California. Send us your favorite college production via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com or throw a comment to us over on the socials or on our own actual website, reducedshakespeare.com, or visit my website, theshakespeareans.com. Thanks as always to Lil Dead Yorick, Matthew Croak, web services by Ginger Power Limited, music by John Weber and Garage Band. Our random fan shout out this week goes to Algernon Washington. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Simon Helberg from The Big Bang Theory. And as always, thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 982-2946th of the Reduced Shakespeare Company. Well, break all the legs, Reed, on your production.
Thank you. You too. I can't wait to hear what the Omaha Tribune has to say.
The New York Times of Omaha, Nebraska.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.